Atrial septal defect, what would you auscultate? What would you hear?
Okay. I'm asking you, I thought you were asking where. The fixed wide splitting S2.
Great. Okay, so fixed S2, fixed splitting of S2, and it can be wide. Great. Bicuspid aortic valve, what would you auscultate?
You would see that would be a diastolic crescendo, decrescendo murmur
You say
going to
di
the
did you
carotids.
just say diastolic or systolic?
I said, did I say diastolic? It's systolic, sorry. No, sorry. I think I was just going so fast, that's all. No, it's systolic, so.
Yeah, so bicuspid aortic valve, systolic decrescendo or crescendo decrescendo, which is just the same thing as mid-systolic. Bicuspid aortic valve, autosomal dominant, okay? And whilst it will calcify later in life, it can also just cause aortic stenosis early in life. So how are you going to differentiate? Actually, before I even get there, I'll ask you, what does the murmur sound like in HOCM, hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy?
For HOCM, it is pretty much the systolic. It's pretty much the same thing as aortic stenosis, isn't it?
Correct. Okay, so what am I getting at now? How do you differentiate aortic stenosis from HOCM?
So when there's more volume, aortic stenosis is worse. HOCM, less volume is worse.
Good. So if you do Valsalva maneuver, how would either of those change?
So, for Valsalva, aortic stenosis worsens, right?
Okay, so this is important. Now look, when you do Valsalva, and by the way, Valsalva is complicated, it's got different cycles and all this stuff, right? But all you need to know for this step is that if you're increasing intrathoracic pressure by attempting exhalation against a forced a closed glottis, then you're going to be massively decreasing preload because you're preventing venous return when your intrathoracic pressure is high, right?
Okay, yeah. Sure.
So that's your starting point. You're decreasing preload.
Mean that's pretty much it. So if you're decreasing preload, how come would get worse?
HOCM gets worse, exactly. Okay. So HOCM gets worse with Valsalva. Aortic stenosis, they'll either say there's no change with Valsalva or it softens. They'll often just say there's no change. So HOCM and MVP, mitral valve prolapse, those are the two that get worse with less volume in the heart. And then all the other murmurs get worse with more volume in the heart. Now, of course, you and I could chat about murmurs for like an hour and a half, do like a full murmur session. We've done some of that before, but like we'll move forward. But the bottom line is that's a high yield maneuver in relation to those two murmurs.
Okay.
All right, so what does myxomatous degeneration of mitral valve mean?
That's the ball and valve, the atrial, the myxoma, isn't it?
Myxomatous degeneration of mitral valve means mitral valve prolapse.
Okay. After I said it, I was like,
Yeah, I think
oh, it's not that,
yeah.
and it's the
So connective tissue disorder, right?
myxoma.
Okay. So like anything like Marfan's or Ehlers-Danlos, the answer would be myxomatous degeneration mitral valve.
Great.
What does MVP sound like on auscultation?
And also, it's a mid-systolic click.
Good. All right. And don't forget, you can get an ejection click with aortic stenosis.
Okay.
What are the two murmurs associated with rheumatic heart disease?
Mitral regurg and mitral stenosis.
Good. So mitral regurg at the onset of infection when you're a kid, and then later in life becomes mitral stenosis, right? What does mitral stenosis sound like?
Opening snap of S2, sorry.
In diastole, right? Okay.
Index.
We'll move forward.